a tragedy in the midst of the triumph of the LSU football Tigers Saturday in Atlanta. LSU advanced to one step away from the national championship, beating Oklahoma 63-28. But before the game that morning, flying out of Lafayette, Carly McCord and four others, including the pilot, died in a plane crash. It appears that it may have been mechanical failure of some kind, but we may never know because there was no black box and the plane disintegrated. But at 30 years old, she had accomplished much in her career, and when she was 25, we talked with her on August 29th, 2014.
Carly McCord is a graduate of LSU, the Manship School, as in last year, and of St. Michael's here in Baton Rouge. And she is somebody who's been in the public eye for some time. When you were 14 years old, you won a powerlifting championship, didn't you?
I did, yes. I was on the powerlifting team at St. Michael's. It was Bishop Sullivan at the time. And, I was actually, I placed second at Nationals. It was a, kind of a crazy victory.
And you're beautiful and somewhat petite. You must...
Yes, I am. I'm 5'2". My weight class when I was powerlifting was 97 pounds. So I'm not a very big person. But big things come in small packages.
You're right about that. At 97 pounds, you bench pressed how much?
180, that's how much. I mean, I couldn't do that now. If you were threatening my life, I couldn't even do that now.
180 pounds when you weighed 97. And I've said on this show, I think every talk show host in America should be able to bench press his or her weight. And I think you could still do 97 pounds.
Maybe. I'm hoping I could at least do 97. But if I'm not quite 97 anymore. But I'm hoping I could do right over 100 and get by with it. But 180 is kind of dreaming still. I don't think I still have that strength.
Okay. Now, along the way, amid your educational accomplishments, and we're going to get to your fabulous job and your meteoric rise as a big star in Cleveland, you competed in beauty pageants, and five times in the Miss Louisiana pageant, correct?
Yes, sir. You know, it wasn't something that I did growing up. It was something that when I went to college, I got my first degree at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and they have a campus pageant, Miss Northwestern State University, Lady of the Bracelet, and I was like, you know what, I can compete. It was for a preliminary for the Miss Louisiana pageant for the Miss America organization, where you have to have a talent. I am from a very musical family, and I was able to sing, you know, because I was trained, and I was like, you know, I can do this, and if I win, I get all kind of scholarship money, and, you know, like, I can graduate debt-free. Like, how hard can it be? So I got up there, and I didn't win my first time. It took me two times to win my university pageant, but I ended up going to Miss Louisiana five times, and I never won. I was first runner-up twice, 2 years in a row, and I like to joke and tell people that I went to the Super Bowl twice, and I just pulled a Peyton Manning each time. I just, I choked. I was the first loser, so it's okay. I mean, but at the end of the day, I couldn't have asked for more from the organization. I learned so many wonderful skills, and it truly is, like, a huge part of my backbone, and I credit it so much when it comes to job interviews and to media interviews such as this one. I credit a lot that to the Miss Louisiana organization.
You were Miss Baton Rouge, Miss Shreveport, and Miss Lafayette, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was. I covered pretty much north, south, and central Louisiana. So, I accomplished more than I ever thought I would, and that was really the most important thing, was that I was able to leave getting more out of it than I went in with, and I'm able to keep what I got out of it with me for the rest of my life. So it was completely worth it.
Well, you have done spectacularly well, and those who say that these pageants are in some ways demeaning to people, I think you're an example that you have certainly matured as a result of being in the public realm and having the poise that it takes to be in these kinds of events.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because I'm a pure example of the fact that you don't have to win the big crown in order to get places in life. You can get everything out of it and more and use those skills for a lifetime, like I said before. And, if I would have won the Big Crown, if I would have won Miss Louisiana, it would have just been a bonus because I was able to get everything out of it that I possibly could. So, like you said, if people think that these pageants are demeaning, they have no idea what goes into it. They're truly incredible women.
Carly McCord, who is beautiful and talented and poised and articulate, but you work primarily in radio, don't you?
I do, yes. I moved to Cleveland last year after I didn't win Miss Louisiana on my last try and my last year of eligibility for the competition. I actually have been working for LSU's Tiger TV, and I was at Pro Day, and the general manager from the Cleveland Browns was there looking at Barkevious Mingo. He's defensive end now for the Cleveland Browns, but he was formerly LSU Tiger from West Monroe, Louisiana. And, he met me and he was impressed and he messaged me he actually messaged me the night before Miss Louisiana and was like, we have a job opening. Are you interested? And I went to bed that night and I just remember thinking, if I win Miss Louisiana, I'll have a dream job. And if I don't win Miss Louisiana, I'll have a dream job. And I didn't win. And he asked me if I could be in Cleveland in 11 days. And I was like, yes. I didn't even ponder it. I didn't think. I didn't say, hold on a minute. Let me, consult my family. I told him yes on the spot, and I was in Cleveland 11 days later. I said, I'll figure it out. And I was working for the Cleveland Browns. That's where I got my start in sports radio. And I started there, and then I quickly moved up in my career, and now I'm working for CBS Radio in Cleveland.
With the station that's the all-sports station that carries the Cavs, the Browns, and the Cleveland Indians. Carly McCord, who is the pride of Baton Rouge, St. Michael's, and LSU. And this is an amazing story. The GM of the Cleveland Browns comes to town to get Barkevious Mingo, and he finds you. Imagine
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
It's Carly McCord, and what a loss. Her husband, Steve Ensminger Jr., said he received a phone and text message from his wife before the crash, obviously, saying one of the hardest things I'm dealing with is that I missed her text and I missed her call. It's just by far the most pain, angst, and terror in just the darkest time in my life. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow.